We're joined on the line this morning by Vanessa Cuesta with the Lorain County Metro Parks. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate coming to talk with us today. You take down the haunted pumpkins and you put up
Santa.
Yeah, Clark Griswold or the other people, whatever you might have for themes this year.
It was kind of cute because there was a little overlap on the trail. We did have pumpkins and Santa all at the same time there for a while. But, yeah, we are set and ready to go here. It starts on Friday at Carlisle at 5 o'clock. The lights turn on, and it runs through December 24th with special hours on the 24th, 5 to 8. It is a half-mile loop trail. The trains open. We do ask that you bring a non-perishable food item to walk the trail. Lots of fun, lots of activities going on inside. Santa shop, Santa's here. There's carolers. Check the Arrowhead for entertainment activities going on the individual nights.
Can you give us a sneak peek, maybe, of one or two exhibits we might see on the trail?
Well, it's movie themed, so I know we have. I saw Charlie Brown on the trail, and I saw The Grinch on the trail, and White Christmas.
How about the Muppets?
Did I see the Muppets? They could be there, but you know what? I don't recall just seeing them. But the trail was not completely set up the last time I walked down it. But there could be Muppets. You'll have to come out and see.
That's the whole point. You never know what's around the bend.
That's right.
What holiday experience there as well. But the holiday lights kind of extend through other parts of your Metro Park system, right?
We do. Also on the 25th, we start off Light Up Lorain at Lakeview, which is a drive-through park, and that is open through the 31st. And Miller Nature Preserve actually opened today. It opens today. There's a $2 admission fee to get into the conservatory, but that is all decorated with, again, movie themes. You know, you could be dreaming of a White Christmas around one corner, and maybe you'll be the Grinch in the next corner. So, again, you have to come out and see what's going on.
And beyond that, you've got the old-fashioned holiday at Mill Hollow. What's that all about?
That is such a delightful event. That's been going on for so many years. You know, the Benjamin Bacon House is a museum, and they take you back into time, and they have reenactments. And as you're in the house, there's people in there going about their daily routines that they would be doing in that era, and having conversations about the war and what's going on in the area at that time. While they're doing cooking demonstrations outside, they'll have horse-drawn carriage rides. That actually runs December 3rd and 4th. Saturday is 3 to 8, and Sunday's 2 to 6. Welcome. Walk-ins are welcome, but we do ask that you make reservations, and they're done in one-hour increments.
There's always room at a pie in your table, no matter how many people show
That's
up.
That's right. Absolutely.
But it's a different way to enjoy the holidays. It creates a different atmosphere. And, of course, all the metro parks, no matter where you are during the holidays, have their own flavor and kind of create a unique one. So visit all of them.
Visit all of them. And, you know, we're going to fatten him up on pancakes and pizza throughout the park. So pretty much each park's having a breakfast or a lunch with Santa, too. So, you know, you might want to check that out. And, again, you can find all that information in the Arrowhead or on our website at www.metroparks.cc, and you can always call the home office at 440-458-5121.
Sounds great. Vanessa Cuesta with the Lorain County Metro Parks. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to the both of you, too. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.